This is Akashvani. The news read by Juliet Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. He further highlighted that United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has played a transformative role in building a shared global framework for safeguarding intangible heritage. He said, India is proud to have several elements inscribed on UNESCO's list. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Briefing the media last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow in the Lok Sabha. Government has reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showcasing steady improvement in performance. The Ministry of Civil Aviation in a statement said air travel operations across the country are stabilizing at a fast pace. Meanwhile, the IndiGo airline has said that so far 610 crore rupee refunds have been processed and 3,000 baggages have been returned. A cap on airfares has been introduced with immediate effect to prevent price surge and ensure fairness and affordability for travellers. All airlines have been instructed to comply strictly with the revised fare structure. Furthermore, IndiGo has been directed to initiate refunds for cancelled or severely delayed flights. The airline has processed refunds totaling 610 crore rupees so far. Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has given more time to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and the accountable manager Isidro Purkuras to submit their responses to the show cause notice seeking their explanations on the flight disruptions. Both have been granted 24 hours more or time till 6 p.m. today to submit their replies, a senior official said yesterday. According to the official, DGCA continues to monitor the situation closely. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist hideout was busted in a dense forest in Doda district yesterday, leading to the recovery of a rifle and ammunition. The operation was jointly conducted by the Special Operations Group of local police and CRPF in the forest area of Balara. The search operation is still in progress and more details are awaited. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025 semi-finals, India suffered a 5-1 defeat against defending champion Germany in Chennai. Germany's Lukas Kossel, Titus Wex, Jonas Jersim and Ben Hasbach caught on the score sheet. Anmol Ikka was India's sole goal scorer. And that is the end of this news bulletin.